Number 70. Extradition hearings. The extradition hearings of alleged terrorist Boris Karloff are heating up. To ensure him being extradited to his home country of Kumar, political extremists are accused of kidnapping 10 European tourists who were visiting Kumar on an excursion. It's hard to believe that this event is extraneous, Chief Investigator Adolf Menju extrapolated, speaking from the facade of the courthouse where Karloff is being tried. Kidnapping is usually seen as a fail-safe in certain political factions. It almost always facilitates government action. Factious behavior of this kind is nothing new, nor is the exultant reaction of the many Kumaris loyal to Karloff. Mr. Karloff is described as an extrovert who exudes charm and often fabricates exuberant and fabulous stories. 20 years ago, he began his political life as a simple fag, serving the government. His talent and adaptability led him to become a factotum, doing writing, speaking, military strategizing, and even training the leader's falcons for hunting. But his extravagance caught up with him, and he began trading fakes to earn money. His rise through the ranks was facile, and the charm of government work began to fade, even as his love of all things faddish grew. Karloff was always affected by extrinsic elements, says his biographer, Veronica Lake. He could never extricate himself from the fads or factitious influences around him. That and his eventual dealing in multifaceted jewels are all factorable in his move away from legitimate work into criminal behavior. The police have been questioning Karloff in regards to the hostages. "He's never been faint-hearted, but we're hoping to be able to extrude some information from him," Menju says. "We feel their situation is still extricable." Until today, Karloff has offered little besides facetious comments and inappropriate exuberance at the plight of the victims, but authorities remain cautiously optimistic. Menju continued his extrapolation to say that Karloff had drawn a facsimile of a map where he claims the prisoners are being held, but he cautioned the worried public about exulting too early. Karloff has been put through the usual rigors of interrogation, but he clearly has all his faculties about him. "We have our doubts about this map being factually correct," he said, claiming that Karloff would never consciously betray his followers. "It would be a mistake to fabricate too early, the same way it would be a dangerous act on what could be fallacious information.